scams and solutions, good deals and bad. Everything you need to know. Here's Herb Weisbaum's Consumer Notebook.
Toxic chemicals and kids' jewelry. That was the headline news a few years ago. Items were recalled, standards put in place by both the state and federal governments, and the issue dropped off the radar screen. Until today. New research done on low-cost children's jewelry shows the problem hasn't gone away. Ivy Sager-Rosenthal is with the Washington Toxics Coalition.
We were really shocked that manufacturers continue to sell toxic jewelry to children. Low-cost jewelry shouldn't mean high toxic chemicals.
The new study done at the Ecology Center in Michigan found that more than 50% of the samples tested had high levels of toxic chemicals.
27% of the products contained high levels of lead. 50% of those contained levels that were in excess of what the federal government recommends as safe. 10% of the jewelry we tested contained high levels of cadmium, which is a carcinogen and is very concerning. We also found high levels of chromium and nickel, which are allergens that can cause skin irritation.
Most of the stuff is imported from China or other Asian countries. Sager-Rosenthal says the kids' jewelry with cubic zirconias or rhinestones often tested high for lead.
So the rhinestones on children's tiaras have tested high. Rhinestones on some of the cubic zirconia rings have tested high as well. So parents should be especially concerned about any of the cheap rhinestones that they might have in their house for kids.
So what's the takeaway message here that government is not doing a good enough job of catching this stuff and that parents need to be incredibly careful?
Definitely need to be careful when purchasing jewelry for their children because these are toxic chemicals that are really toxic to kids, and especially with kids' jewelry, the items are very small and are easily put in children's mouths. So the potential for exposure is high with these items. And so we would urge parents to be very vigilant when getting jewelry for their children.
The Washington Toxics Coalition wants manufacturers to wake up and do a better job of policing the marketplace to make sure their products don't contain potentially dangerous chemicals. The group also wants Washington State and the federal government to take action against any companies that break the law. More about this on our website, comonews.com. Herb Weisbaum, Como News Radio.